We'll be meeting again tonight at 6 o'clock. I normally don't announce the lesson ahead of time, but I'm going to today. Usually I use my Sunday night lessons for something more challenging for the membership. And it will be a good challenging lesson tonight, but we're going to look at heaven. You know, that's what we're living for. We might as well know as much as we possibly can about it. So if you have the opportunity to be here tonight at 6 o'clock, our lesson will be on heaven. I forgot to announce the invitation song is 876. 876. I was visiting with Cleo Lacey just not long ago. And after we had a very enjoyable visit, and after she humbled me by telling me what a rascal I was when I was a young person, she said, "Shan, I have a sermon request." Well, brethren, if you know Cleo very much, you know that I'm going to fulfill her request, and that's going to be today. She actually requested a sermon on what is one of the most familiar passages in all the Bible. In fact, I actually believe this passage supersedes the Bible, because not only do Christians know this verse very well, but so do people who are not religiously inclined. The scripture is found in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, in the last chapter of Matthew, the last chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7. And it reads, "Therefore, all things that you would have men do unto you, do you even so unto them. For this is the law and the prophets," or as almost everyone can say, "do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Now, brethren, that is a statement that just so easily comes out of our mouth. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's something that is so refreshing to think about. It fills us with warm spirits. Just do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And brethren, I do believe with all my heart that this passage is one of the most optimistic passages that Jesus ever spoke. So let's look today at the golden rule. But I especially want us to see the golden rule, that it is an accurate description of God's love. An accurate description of God's love. Or I could have said an accurate depiction of God's love. Because God's love for us is seen in our love for each other. Therefore, we need to follow the golden rule. And then my last point today, and when I get to this point, you'll know we're almost through. The golden rule is proactive. It's not reactive. We are to be good to others, whether they're good to us or not. We're to treat them as we want to be treated, whether they treat us that way or not. Here again, it's so easy to just react to someone's kindness or generosity or affection or love. But Jesus wants us to show the way. He wants us to be proactive. Now, if we would give an outline of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus begins this wonderful passage talking about hypocritical judgment. You remember he said, "Judge not that you be not judged." In other words, what Jesus is saying is, don't just listen to what other people say. Find out if it is the truth. Gather all the information. In fact, Jesus prefers us to go to each other. Find out if it is true or not. Before we make a judgment, make sure we're judging correctly. And from there, it is just a natural flow that Jesus talks about, well, Christians' dependence upon God, but in that time, the disciples' dependence upon God. "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you." So he's talked about hypocritical judgment. He's talked about our dependence on God. And to illustrate this, he gives an analogy that we cannot miss at all. And I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit. Jesus says, if you're a parent or if you're a grandparent and you have a child at home and they come to you and they say, Mommy or Daddy or Grandma or Grandpa, I'm hungry. King James says bread. I'm going to use sandwich. Can you fix me a sandwich? Jesus says, because we love that child, we're not going to give them a rock. We're not going to give them a stone. And if they come to you and say, I'm really hungry, can you give me some meat? How about some fish? Can you give me some fish? Because of our love for them, we're not going to give them a serpent. And then Jesus says, if you and I, as loving parents and loving grandparents, if you and I, as decent people, know how to give good gifts to our children, just imagine the wonderful gifts that God is going to give to us. And from here, it just flows from Jesus' lips. Therefore, do unto others the way you want them to do unto you. Be proactive. You take the lead. You do to them first. Now, brethren, though the world might know the phraseology, it certainly is not that way. Now, they might stab us in the back before we get a chance to stab them. They might say terrible things about us, whether it's justified or not. So the golden rule is not only to be read by Christians, it's to be lived by Christians. And the world will see the way we react to them, the way we lead toward goodness with them, and hopefully they will do the same. So, now listen closely. Judging hypocritically, it's not the golden rule. Even being dependent upon God is not the golden rule. The golden rule is to take the lead in living a godly life before the people of the world. If you want to be treated, if I want to be treated with respect, take the lead and show respect to them. If I want to be appreciated, take the lead and appreciate them. If I want to be loved, take the lead and love others. Now, before we continue to look at what this passage actually says, let's make sure we see what it is not saying. Don't say, the golden rule is not saying, do unto others what you want them to do to you. You know, give them a few dollars so they'll give you a few hundred. That's not what it's talking about. Or not try to use it in a selfish way whatsoever. That's not the golden rule. The golden rule is filled with optimism. Why does Jesus want us to be good to others? Because again, they will see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. In other words, the golden rule is offering the best we have to others. The best we have to others. Isn't that the word love that Jesus uses quite often? Wishing the best for others. That's agape. That's what we're striving to do. So if Jesus is saying if we want others to be good people, they need to see it in us also. We need to be very optimistic in that. So the golden rule is designed to be a reflection of God's love for us. Now let's see how the golden rule does reflect God's love. First of all, God doesn't deal with us the way we deserve. Not at all. God doesn't deal with us for a justified reason. In Psalm 103, David is talking about the same thing we're talking about, how God is a God of love and compassion. He's filled with mercy and he's gracious, slow to anger, all of these wonderful things. And we do realize that even when we sin against God, and brethren, all sin is against God. When we sin against God, God has the capacity, because of his great love to us, to forgive us over of those sins. In fact, the verse that I've used quite often here lately, the verse that I've encouraged the congregation to memorize, even while we were yet sinners, while we were living in sin, contrary to the teaching of God. Even at that time, God sent his son to secure our salvation. That was a paraphrase of Romans 5 verse 8. Even while we were classified as sinners, one translation says, God sent Christ to die for us. However, and this is a big however, God wants us to take the lead. Jesus wants us to take the lead. Matthew chapter 4, still in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, still in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, now the world is going to say, hate your enemies. But that's not what I say. Love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Speak well of those that speak evil against you. Be kind to those that are persecuting you and are spiteful against you. In other words, practice the golden rule. Practice the golden rule in loving others. Practice the golden rule in loving your neighbor. Practice the golden rule. Practice, practice, practice. I remember when I was growing up, my dad was teaching me how to play baseball. He said, practice makes perfect. That's what Jesus is saying. Practice the golden rule until we perfect the love of Christ in our lives. Now, I also believe that Jesus is teaching in Matthew 22 is really the golden rule, just in a different word. Matthew 7, 12, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 22, 39, love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't that really the same? Do good unto others as they do good unto you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Mark records the same thing in Mark chapter 12. Paul alludes to it in his letter to the Romans, also to the Galatians. James quotes it verbatim in James 2 verse 8. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do good unto others the way they are doing good to you. So the golden rule should cause us to think about our actions toward each other and our actions toward ourselves as well. And we should ask ourselves, how do I want to be treated? Now, brethren, I don't need to tell you how I want to be treated, because my list would be the exact same thing as yours. How do we want to be treated? With respect, with dignity, with courtesy, then we must take the lead in that. I think Paul was elaborating on this in Philippians chapter 4, that wonderful passage. In verse 8, in fact, he's drawing a conclusion to several things he said about rejoicing and showing affection to each other. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and virtue here means power, if there's any godly power, if there's anything that deserves praise, think on those things. Now then, we need to occupy our mind on things of God's power, and we need to constantly be praising him. And that brings us to our final point. The golden rule is to be proactive. We are to take the lead, not reactive. Now, Jesus said, for instance, don't be reactive when someone slaps you on the side of the face. Turn the other cheek. Or if someone compels you to carry their load for a mile, don't just react in anger. Carry it an extra mile. Be proactive in that also. But we need to be proactive in the golden rule. We need to act first. And even if they never react to our goodness, we continue to be proactive in the golden rule. I was going to say beat them to the punch, but some of our young people might think I was talking about this. But we do. Beat them to the punch. Be kind, considerate, be loving, be generous, and hopefully they will react to us that way. In James 1 verse 17, therefore to him that knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin. It is a violation of God's law. Even more promising, James 1 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Well, we've looked at the golden rule even again. we've reminded ourselves of how we should be acting even again. We need to show love to others first. And why? So that they will see that love, ask about that love, and hopefully ask us about the God that we serve. Well, perhaps today there's someone here who is now ready to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It's not difficult to find what Jesus wants us to do. He says, and the apostles, the inspired apostles, reiterate this in the gospel accounts. We need to hear the truth. We need to believe the truth. If we hear the truth and believe it, we need to turn away from anything that stands between us and God. We need to acknowledge that Jesus is our only hope to be saved. And we need to start over. Biblically, spiritually, starting over is called baptism. Now, baptism was similar to the ceremonial washings of the Old Testament, but those were temporary. Our baptism is eternal. In other words, if we are baptized and accept the call of Jesus Christ, we don't need to be baptized every time we sin. We just need to ask God to forgive us. So maybe that's another reason someone needs to respond to the Lord's invitation. If you've brought sin and reproach against the church or against Christ, you also need to respond. So either for baptism or for any other reason, the number is number 876. We encourage you to stand and come if you need to as we stand and sing.